Pothos. Pothos.
Pothos.
I can't hear anything.
I think it's pothos.
Oh, turn the dial up.
Which one?
Pothos.
Right there, right next to, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm pretty sure.
One more time.
Okay, okay, wait, go back. Oh, goodness gracious.
Pothos.
Pothos?
Excuse me? No. That's not one of the
who
two
do
options.
I believe?
Okay, try a different one. Just keep clicking on different videos until we get one that goes with him.
Okay.
Pothos.
Okay, there's one. Let's listen to this one.
Pot hose. Pothos.
God bless those pothos. See, it skipped Rhapsody in Green.
I demand answers. And Rhapsody in Green.
I should have bought the vinyl today.
How much was it at the store?
I didn't even look.
The vinyls weren't that bad there.
No, they're
fairly priced.
Yeah, I would say.
Like, the new albums were all like $30, and the older ones were like, depends on like what the print was.
Yeah.
But like anywhere from like $3 to $40, I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a song on this album called "You Don't Have to Walk a Begonia."
Isn't there a song about African violets too?
Yeah.
And spider plants.
Yeah. And snake. Symphony for a cider spider plant.
Yeah.
Music to soothe the savage snake plant. And ode to an African violet.
My snake plant is currently dying and I don't know what I did. It's a sad.
That is a sad.
Did you put it in a pen with a mongoose?
Yeah. That would do it. Yeah, so this is highly recommended still because I'm I have two shows and I refuse to relinquish my my artistic independence and switch over to the music department radio hour. I never remember what it's called. Music WMFO music department hour. There's no radio, there's music, but only once. We'll get to that for the last half hour, maybe.
Do you ever, like, when the hour transitions, you're like, oh, this is the music director's radio
hour? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But usually you just still call it highly recommended.
No. I'd say usually I go to the WMFO music department hour. And then when I'm, like, not feeling like doing my job, I just continue playing my own music. Yeah, it's really fun.
Are you supposed to do something different for the second hour?
My main thing is talking about bands and new music, new albums, that kind of thing. I just got an email today that I have a package in the mail. It is Stonefield's new album called Bent. They released it they made it in a couple of weeks in between touring. They're an Australian band. They're on the Flightless label, which is King Gizzard's label. I played Pipe Eye earlier in the... That's not Popeye, that is Pipe Eye, earlier in the hour, also on that label. Right now you're listening to Mort Garson, and that's all you really need. Screw new music. Mort Garson.
Dude, if it came out in the last 200 years, it's not good.
But Mort Garson, this is 1970s, my friend.
I know.
I know, y'all are on some new stuff, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I feel like music really lost its feel when bands became less than 20 people big.
I mean,
so anything before 1819 is good for
Baroque, right? Baroque hits in there.
What about just like a guy on a street corner playing a hurdy-gurdy?
That's peak music, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful that that still happens to this day? This song is Swingin' Spathiphyllum. How do you pronounce that one?
Watch us say pothose again.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Every single plant is pothose.
Here you go.
Pothose.
Oh, it's so quiet now. Let me turn down that music. That's just. Oh, wow, that was really dramatic. Never just click, just slide.
Always slide.
Pothos.
Again.
That's, I think, Pothos. The same plant as before. Something Pothos. Tells me you didn't type in a new thing.
Yeah, let's turn this. Let's okay, so let's find swinging spath of spath.
How's it spelled?
The phylum. Let me also put that up on here, so that all you people listening online and in your cars can see it spelled out for yourselves. Swingin' spathophyllums. Now let's figure out how to pronounce it. Oh, it's that plant.
Oh.
Let me see.
Oh,
that one.
What are they called? It's a something lily, right? Am I wrong?
Peace lily?
Peace lily? Yeah. That sounds right.
It's a spathophyllum. All right, let's look up pronunciation.
That does sound right.
I don't know. I can't do it. Fun fact, I had a speech impediment when I was a kid, and now I just avoid all the words that have the problems in them, so no one knows.
Let's check it out.
You just mumble through it, and it's like, oh, that's what you said, right? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic DJ.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum. Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
Spathophyllum.
That was different.
That one was American.
I'm shaken.
That one was American. That's
all. Spathophyllum.
I think you can call it whatever you want. Okay, it turns out my computer's against me. My battery doesn't last more than an hour.
Is it the kind where you can get that replaced pretty easily?
I haven't looked into it.
Is the background of your laptop a Quokka?
It is.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, I like that it's out of focus. It's just like, ha! Yeah, I feel like that.
How do you pronounce that?
I think it's like Quokka.
Quokka?
Not actually Quokka, but like it's a Quokka.
I just want a hot cup of Quokka.
Okay. Is that coffee water with a Boston accent?
I was thinking like hot cocoa, but...
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
All right, here's how to pronounce Quokka. It's going to be Quokka, I bet.
Because I've never actually heard it said out loud. I just read it next to articles about cute animals.
Here we go.
Quokkas. Quokkas.
Let's hear another video.
Quokka.
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 But you definitely hit that U. You don't just glaze over it.
Quokka.
Yeah, it's a quok.
Quokka.
Quokka. Quokka. Quokka. Quokka.
Quokka. All right, let's put this volume back to where it belongs. This is You Don't Have to Walk a Begonia.
Imagine putting a begonia on a leash.
Taya used to walk her plants.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't getting enough sunlight in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Where would she walk them?
Whenever it's a sunny day, she would like just carry the whole pot outside and just walk around.
Walk around, yeah. A very Taya thing to do.
I'm just going to put them on the roof. Don't tell anyone.
That's when they were living in Randall.
I'll bring them back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, please don't do that.
Put one on the roof.
They would freeze.
Plants.
It's plants.
Oh, in the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
It's good for plants to get a little bit of cold. Some plants.
Fair. I don't know anything. You guys are the experts.
Far from it. Enterprising amateurs.
I just like looking at pictures of them.
Oh, yeah.
Of plants?
Yeah.
Well, the plant that we got you isn't dead yet, so that's good.
Max has been taking care of it.
Which one?
The small one?
The really small red one.
Oh, okay. I better start taking care of it.
No, I can water it if you'd like.
No, I got it.
Yeah. I found, pick it up, feel its weight, water it. Feel how heavy it is then.
Yeah, that's how you know if it's been watered or not. Because I can't see the dirt.
Yeah. I've decided to...
It's like the size of a quarter.
Yeah, but so is the thing it's in.
Yeah.
It's really a struggle to water it. I'm like dead serious. There's no exposed dirt.
Okay, so this is when you go to a lab and you get a teeny tiny little thing called a pipette.
I don't know what that is. Speaking all these STEM words at me like I know what you're talking about. I feel discriminated against.
I've given up on... No, but like... But that's for watering it, right?
Yeah.
You can just water it from the tap.
No, yeah, but Sid was saying he couldn't see the dirt.
Well, you know, but that's so, that he could tell if it was dry or not.
And also to water it.
But even, like, watering it, because if you water it from the top down, it'll just spray off the, like, the sides of it, so you need to get physically underneath it instead of using the tap, sorry.
What I found as well...
Plants.
I put, like, a finger right down in there, and let the water run down my hand, off my finger. It's cute. It's like it's suckling from my... Here you go, little plant. Because especially those succulents that you get from, like, Home Depot, like, the dirt is really loose, and it's gonna wash away if you just use, like, straight from the tap.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, like, break its journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my succulents, all of a sudden, I touched it, and it felt like a water balloon, and I went, that's not right.
Yeah, did you try popping it?
It's dead now.
Did you throw it at a friend?
Oh,
I wish I did.
What kind of succulent?
I wish I did.
I have no idea. I kill all my succulents. Everything else I can make live and thrive forever.
Yeah. Succulents, just don't water them.
I don't. I didn't water that one, and it turned into a water balloon, and I was very confused.
You still overwatered it.
See, my laptop was completely charged when we started the show, and now it's at 10%.
Do you have a charger with you?
I do.
While we're waiting for him to get his charger out, do we want to hear another PSA?
Always. Yeah.
All right.
Do the PSA on the 17th page.
What? Do you know all of them?
No.
Oh. I'm going to estimate 17, because that sounds hard.
You're at like 33.
I struggle to find PSAs that I haven't read. I just want some spice in my life.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions are related and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, with ya boy, DJ Flat Sprite.
Oh, ow! You heard it first here.
Skirt.
I really like our art gallery, actually.
It's a nice one. I haven't been in a minute.
Did you see the new thing that they just put up?
Is it open the SEC? Oh, I haven't been to the SEC this summer.
Wait, where?
The whole art wall is a whole new installation.
Oh, thank God. I didn't like it. What was it, rocks? I like rocks.
One? Oh,
rocks.
Yeah, it was just pictures of rocks, though. Rocks, like, the pictures weren't that interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
The rocks are the interesting part. Just put the rocks up.
Exactly. Put some rocks in cases. I like that. Don't put pictures of them on the wall.
It looked dumb.
Yeah, it did. It was like why? Oh.
Watch one of the listeners be the person, the photographer.
Do better.
Great execution.
Very good pictures, honestly.
Yeah, fantastic execution.
Boring.
Dumb idea.
Rocks are cool. Why did
you are not?
Why a picture of a rock?
Was it rocks or was it coral?
Rocks.
Because it was colorful.
Oh no, it was really cool rocks. Yeah, but so I just don't want pictures of rocks. I would rather see rocks.
You know what I did today at work? What? I watched a 40-minute video of a guy making bismuth crystals.
So cool.
I think that rocks.
Ha. Huh. Yeah, he did.
Was I supposed to be doing that? No.
It's just. But you just gotta be able to spin it to see if your boss walks by that it's for work.
Uh-huh.
What was your spin?
My spin? I was just looking up fun chemical reactions that I could maybe potentially not use.
I brought silly putty with me to work.
What? I got to play with flags at work the other day.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
Yeah, the Eye Center here at Tufts is organizing. It has a huge collection of flags, but they've just been kind of in tubs for the last couple of years. So we're organizing them alphabetically. So I had to like go through and be like, oh, what country is this flag from? And then put them in alphabetical order.
Do you have all of them?
No. We're missing some like basic ones. Like we don't have Australia.
That's okay. Do you have New Zealand?
I don't know. We didn't get to N. I don't think so though.
Oof.
Watch someone accidentally classified Australia as New Zealand the last time they sorted it. So when you get to N, you'll find Australia.
But it's filed under New Zealand.
The flags are the same.
Are they?
One's red and one is white stars.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't there more fun-shaped flags? Hard to mass-produce?
A child has to be able to draw them. That's just good symbolism. Like, the Brazilian flag with, like, all the, like, weirdly configured stars to go with the constellations.
Mm-hmm.
Like how often do you see symbolism resembling the Brazilian flag? American flag, also not that good looking. A child can't draw it.
Draw red and white stripes and a blue square.
And 50 symmetrical stars.
Well, you don't need to draw it perfectly.
You just have to, like, the right symbolism of it.
I just think that there are better graphically designed flags in the world than those two.
And who are you going to take this up with?
Do you like the French flag?
New Zealand did a referendum to change their flag.
They did. And then they spent so much money on it, and they got like all the way to the last round, and then they were like, all right, one last referendum. Do you want this one that won or the old one?
Oh, God. Why'd they even offer that last choice? After all that. That's awful.
What did the new one look like?
It was cool. It was like with the fern, right?
It had the fern and the mountains and like... Let's look.
Yeah, pull it up.
Yeah, let's look up New Zealand flag referendum.
New Mexico, that's a cool flag.
Oh.
Images.
I like that so much better.
Yeah, that's a cooler flag.
Yeah, they're like, hey, let's move away from Great Britain. Let's have the Southern Cross. Let's have the fern. Here are some other ones.
Those are the ones it was competing against in the first referendum, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the spiral one a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a fern symbol. It's called a koru.
Have you ever seen flags for Japanese prefectures?
No.
Kind of interesting. They look like vaguely corporate.
Japanese what?
Prefectures.
What does that mean?
It's like a province.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh my god, they're just like little little logos.
Yeah, yeah. They're all just logo on solid color background.
That looks like you're trying...
Really cool.
That's a baseball.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of look like if you open up like a TV screen and you have to pick between Hulu and Netflix? All of that.
No, because they do look vaguely corporate.
Yeah.
Or like,
some of them at least.
I think it really looks like when you sign into a new website, make a new account, and they're like, okay, what would you like your temporary profile picture to be?
It's just one of those logos. Which one would you pick?
Wait, can you make it bigger?
Yamagata, all the way.
Yep, tilt that a little this way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna play some Japanese music. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hold with me here. Let's listen to Kikigaku Moyo.
And then can you?
Because I'm on a Kikigaku Moyo kick. Hoo-hoo.
That's the punk band, right?
No, that's Otoboke Beaver.
Ah, got it.
This is the one that I saw in concert, and look at it. They're adorable.
Aww. They are.
Let's look at other pictures of them. Oh, they don't
after
have
that, can you cue up Sparkle movie version from the Your Name soundtrack?
Of course. let's listen to... I think I like that one.
Can we change it to the Tufts Weeb Director Music Hour?
Who, me? You know, is weeb at all offensive?
I don't know. Should I have not said that?
I don't know. Is it gonna be one of those things that in like 25 years people are gonna be like,
that's
such a slur. You can't. Yeah.
Who's to say? Probably people 20 years from now.
Yeah. And what did you want next?
Sparkle.
Sparkle.
From Your Name by Rad Wimps.
All right.
It's Sparkle Movie Verb.
Sparkle Movie Verb.
Rad Wimps is one word with no H.
Movie ver. Add to kwe. Alright, here you go.
Alright, let me pick my prefecture. Oh, Yamagata. You picked Yamagachi?
Yamagata.
Yamagata.
With the tents or mountains.
Oh, that is cool.
Is the green one in the middle a tadpole?
Oh, man. I hate this aux cord. It never stays in.
Okay, you don't have to tilt it too much.
I'm not.
Yeah, there's fine. I can see it from here.
We're not moving this anymore.
Yeah, let me just get closer to it.
I'm going to take a venture and report back.
Alrighty, let's take a look.
We can rotate it. Yeah.
Oh. I like... Fukushima's pretty cool. I don't know about that shade of orange, though. Hiroshima's cool.
Is that a mutant moon?
Could be.
Nuclear.
Yeah. Okinawa. I like that. Because it, like, bears a lot of resemblance to the Japanese flag. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So you get that,
Oh, I really like the Ibaraki.
Where is it? Oh, that's cool. But which one am I?
I think you're a Saga. Saitama! The main character.
I need to watch One Punch Man. Yeah. Kagoshima, I think that's me.
Wakayamama.
Oh, no. That one look, I don't like that one. It's very corporate. I like Kagoshima, though. I think that one's me.
Ooh, yeah. Which one are you, Joel?
I don't really know. The Fukushima one, it just reminds me of that, do you know that fitness class that everyone pushes and it's orange? What is it called? Orange Theory? It looks like the Orange Theory logo.
Oh, is that like the one that happened? It's like a spin class, but the entire room is lit with orange lighting.
No, I think it's, they track you with heart rate monitors and then you're supposed to get into like the orange zone. Supposedly it works. I know people who do it, but that logo looks a lot like the Orange Theory logo.
Do you ever walk by that one gym where it's like all a weird neon orange?
That's Orange Theory.
That is Orange
Theory. Yeah, so they have spinning and rowing and like other things and do circuits.
That lighting's disgusting. I don't know why. But
see, so you work out harder so you can get out of there faster. That's their theory, you know?
You gotta make gyms really uncomfortable so people leave. That's just good business.
The lots of judgment zone. Ugh. Ugh. Come on. Alright.
A big bummer happened today. It was Kyoto Animation, right?
Yeah.
Kyoto Animation is a animation studio. That did the movie A Silent Voice and the show Violet Evergarden, both of which I'm big fans of. Mm-hmm. Me and DJ just sat down, watched Silent Voice together. They were hit with an arson attack today, and 33 of their employees died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty terrible.
Really quite sad. I saw the New York Times article on it. They quoted a Tufts professor, Susan Napier. I've actually, so I really liked the movie Perfect Blue after I watched it. So I like started reading up on it, and she wrote like one of the big academic papers on it. And I read it. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because she's one of the top academics in it, right?
In animation?
Anime.
Yeah.
Anime specifically
within animation.
Yeah. As far as like Western scholars go, I'd say. At least.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. We have her here at Tufts.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if she's watched Black Lagoon. It's not a good one, but it's so good. I love it.
No, best anime? Assassination Classroom. By far.
How much have you seen?
Oh my gosh, I'm almost done with season one.
I'm almost done with season two.
I need to catch up to you.
I walked in while I was watching it once.
It's so good.
For context for listeners, I stopped watching after like episode three.
And Sid's the one.
And then Sid wouldn't
then
shut
suggest,
up about it.
And then yeah, suggested it multiple times to Max and Joelle. Because I thought, those two specifically, I thought would like it.
No, it's the best thing ever. I've explained it to so many people and everyone's confused. So essentially, what it is this yellow happy face alien blows up.
Looks like an octopus.
Who looks like an octopus because anime. Blows up.
Tentacles.
Yeah, tentacles. So you know, they have to have it. Blows up. 3/4 of the moon, right?
Yeah, it's a permanent crescent moon.
Moon. And he comes down to Earth, and he gives the Earth an ultimatum that he will blow up the Earth in a year, and the only people who are allowed to try to assassinate him are a classroom of middle school children.
It's a remedial, like, sixth grade class.
Yeah, so kids that are kind of forgotten and pushed aside.
Yeah.
And
eighth grade. Yeah.
And he becomes their teacher, and only they are allowed to attempt to assassinate him.
But he's the best teacher.
Yeah. And he warms my heart. He's so good. And then sometimes he'll fly to New York and come back and just,
bring them to see a baseball game.
He's so good.
Yeah.
But if none of his students kill him by the end of the year,
he destroys the Earth.
He destroys the Earth.
Oh, it's very...
They get into his motives in season 2.
Don't tell me that.
The season 1...
I kind of want him to not have motives.
Okay, so where I am in it currently is... So they went to the assembly down at the D or the B school or whatever it was.
A school. Oh, yeah.
The assemblies are at A school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they went to the A school for an assembly.
Well, because all of the... All of the classes are on that one main campus, and then they're up in the little...
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Oh. So sad. I love those kids.
I remember the back. I need to finish that show. I'm almost there.
I need to catch up to you, because we started at the same time.
Yeah.
Which was, what, 3
and I
weeks
think
ago?
I also finished Mob.
Oh, I need to watch Mob.
Mob Psycho. It's by the same person who made... One Punch Man.
Really?
Same writer. So good. Better than One Punch Man, I'd say.
The only animes I've ever watched, One Punch Man, Pokemon, and Assassination Classroom.
Do you like One Punch Man?
Yes.
I didn't at first. I watched half of an episode in the middle of season 1, and I was like, this looks dumb. And then I started from the beginning, and I loved it. So good.
Is this, like, our house?
I believe so. Like, why else would he text me that, right? I'm fine with it. I don't care, but...
Yeah. Cool. Super cool. I'm way down for that. I just, like... there was a party that I was interested in going to, and turns out it's going to be at my house. Somebody was like... like, yeah, we're throwing a party. And then just...
It's a murder mystery thingy.
I'll have to, adjust my plants.
Yeah.
Make the place look presentable.
It's clean all day.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Stay home from work.
Just don't go to work anymore. Ever.
Yeah. All right.
The tone on that, yeah.
Do you guys want to hear that song on that album that I almost bought? Turtles Have Short Legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and now I saved $15 and I can still play it for you.
Wow.
Right?
The wonder of the internet.
I know. Thrifty.
But doesn't that make you sad a little bit?
I own over 1,000 records now. It does not.
Okay, Max.
Okay, to be fair, most of them were not me. Most of them were my dad's collecting over his life buying records, yeah. And then I bought a lot, too.
I also check Craigslist frequently, because I got 50 free records off of Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a... But, yeah, you rarely find anything good in there.
No, I finished out my Zeppelin.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Not bad. See, like,
is In Through the Outdoor the kind of boring one?
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you true story. 10th grade, I had this job as a security guard, more or less. Like I sat in an office and I had a monitor and I watched people. I was at a synagogue. People would come to the door and they'd press the buzzer button, be like, hi, are you here for Hebrew school? Yeah. Okay. Press 2 on the phone, buzz them in, they come in. I was like, and they had cameras everywhere, and I saw someone like trying to enter through the wrong door, and I was like, whoa, in through the outdoor. Because at this point I was like trying to learn an instrument. And I was like, we had this group chat, me and a couple of my friends, called The Band, where we would like not talk about making music, but just try and come up with good band names. Because all of us played guitar, or were trying to play guitar.
Classic. Sounds about right.
And I was like, hey guys, in through the outdoor. And they're like, hey, that's actually pretty cool. Maybe we should like learn how to get good at our instruments. And then they're like, wait, that's too cool. Is that a thing? And then yeah. I felt heartbroken. I thought I came up with it. Really did.
I'm sure people have said that before Led Zeppelin made the album.
Yeah.
They didn't name an album that.
No.
But they have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was an organic thought. I don't think I was inspired by the album.
Uh-huh.
No, you're clearly trying to rip them off.
No. I've never listened to it. Listen to like Led Zeppelin 4. That's the You know the.
Oh, I don't like that.
I can make the most disgusting sound, but I don't know if people.
Is it like that.
No, it's the.
Oh God! Good Lord! Never again, please.
You ready? You ready? Both cheeks?
No, please don't. Stop. If this continues.
That sounds like a chipmunk call. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but do you know that little squirrel sound that squirrels make?
Which one?
When they get punted.
That was an accident.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Joel punted a squirrel.
I didn't mean to.
Here's
It jumped out of a trash can and attacked me.
It deserved it. It had it coming.
It lived. I saw it the next day.
How did you know it was the same squirrel?
Because it was in the same fucking. It was in the same.
Did it
trash
move?
Can.
It was. Oh. All right. You ready for?
A different squirrel could have gone in that trash can.
That's a lot of squirrels in one trash can.
Too many squirrels.
Too many squirrels.
Spoiled the garbage. This is Turtles Have Short Legs by Can. Trash Can. No, just Can. All caps.
No.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
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 Hello. I want to play this because it's not a good voiceover song, but it's going to be.
Which song?
Sid, I don't know if you noticed, but for the past couple of weeks, every day at 7:35 p.m., this song plays from my room.
I have not noticed. Why?
I wanted it to be a morning alarm, so I was like, I programmed my Alexa to play it at 7:35 a.m.,
yeah.
But it didn't get the a.m. And then, like, I noticed, like, a week later when I was hanging out in my room, it was, like, 7:35, song started playing, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't want to change this. This is great. My new favorite time of the day.
I did not notice that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How long does it go? Like, if you're not around, what happens?
It just plays until it ends. It's like 4 minutes long.
I have not noticed. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I can set a song I like as my morning alarm. I stopped liking the song.
No, for some reason, second grade me decided to put Walking on Sunshine as my alarm in the morning.
That's psychopathic.
Oh, it's so painful.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Whoa.
Nika used to start mornings in Hillsides every single morning with the I'm Alive, Awake, Alert, Enthusiastic song. You know that?
Yep.
I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert. I'm alert, awake, alive. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
It's the only reason why you know that song, because you woke up
every morning.
In your room?
Yeah. And I had class an hour later. I could have gotten another hour of sleep, but no, he's got to sing his goddamn morning song.
I'm alive, awake, alert.
He should do it on his walk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
this is a good beat, but I think I have to play my favorite drop of all time.
No, I think
Great Spirit.
No.
I think we need to play like Sid's favorite song.
What's my favorite song?
I'm Alive, Awake, Alert.
Would that even be on... Like... I don't even know where I would find that. Oh yeah, this is Losing It by Fisher. That's why I yelled, I'm losing it. Other than that, I'm fine, thanks. For asking.
So wait, what's our hand?
Nothing.
I missed that. I was texting.
I'm losing it is the name of the song.
Ah, oh, got it.
Not my emotional state. What's it called?
Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment.
Treating what?
Don't worry about it. The public who are listening to my announcement because they care can tell you.
Wow, okay. Well then, public, the number is 855-915-9636.
What's your favorite flag? What's your favorite flag?
My freak flag.
Your favorite flag.
My freak flag.
Not what I asked.
Okay. Well, you're not going to stop me from flying my freak flag either way.
That's the right attitude. I like New Mexico a lot. Favorite U.S. state flag, how about that?
New York?
That one's ugly, are you serious?
What? No, it's pretty cool.
It's just blue with the seal.
It's got Lady Liberty on it.
Of United States flags.
I'm on the flag subreddit. Vexillology.
Are they against the New York state flag?
I'm against the New York state flag.
Oh, this song.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of it doesn't really matter.
Nope. Just this section.
Just that bit.
That's pretty great, though. That's a good job.
It is a good drop.
Let's see. New Mexico.
I like New Mexico. I like...
Ohio is great. It's not a rectangle.
I like the reverse side of Oregon.
Let me see. I don't remember Oregon.
Yeah, well, how about this? When you look up New Mexico, the first thing that comes up in the search bar is a picture of their flag. When you type in New York...
Me too.
First thing is not the New York State flag.
Yeah, because it's ugly.
No, because New York is known for other things than its flag.
Yeah, but we're talking about flags, and the New York one's ugly.
I don't know.
That's why
about
you don't
that.
See it anywhere.
Except when you're in New York.
Is what I say to that.
But look, it's got these two ladies on it. Look, one of them's blindfolded. It's a kinky flag. Excelsior.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
It's got a sun. The sun has a face.
It's like the weird drawing of the hill and the lake.
Look, it's the sun baby.
With like the weird two shades of green on
that
the hill.
That looks like the Teletubby baby.
Yeah.
Teletubbies are terrifying.
Did Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Did they originate in New York?
It's
I don't
an English
think
show.
So. Yeah. No,
really?
But that's
pretty sure.
That's the Hudson River. I'm pretty sure.
That's West Egg and East Egg.
No.
I don't know.
That's Long Island.
I read one F. Scott Fitzgerald book.
Was it The Gatsby?
Yes.
What do you guys think of Holden Caulfield? Catcher in the Rye.
What do I think of him, or what do I think of people that like him?
Yeah.
We had this conversation. If you like Catcher in the Rye and you're under 18, you like it for the wrong reasons. If you're over 18, there's a 50-50 shot.
And it's of most what? Likely the wrong set.
So it's not 50-50?
No, not at all. It's like a 99.2 to 0.8.
I believe that there is someone who can like it for the correct reasons. I feel like most people who like it...
are kids, which is why most people who like it don't like it.
I feel like most people who like it have
our English
some
teachers.
Kind of issue. I've never
Everyone's
met
a poser but me.
I've never met a nice person who liked that book. I have met a lot of not so great people who liked that book.
Yeah.
Oh. What? I don't know what this
what
is.
People,
I don't want to hear
people
it.
Who like DFW.
What's that?
David Foster Wallace, Infinite Jest.
Mm-hmm. Pretentious?
Let's
I know
carry
nothing about
the
book.
Brick for like 18 months.
Really good
to read
back
it.
Strength.
Yeah.
Danny.
How big is
nothing
it?
Nothing but love for him.
Adam has a. It's like, oh, it's I shouldn't talk about his romantic life on air.
That big, right?
Infinite Jest?
Yeah.
Bit bigger.
Okay.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, I carried around, what was this? I want to say somewhere in like middle school, I carried around a sci-fi trilogy. I was like,
I have the, I have the Hitchhiker's Brutal. Guide collection in like one volume. And
me
it's
too,
like,
it's
like
so thick.
Thick, yeah. Do we have the same one? Does it have like silver edged mm-hmm. pages? Yeah.
Mm,
no,
cool.
I don't think so.
Is it on a black cover? Like a smiling planet.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture later.
Please.
Right
do.
On.
I've only read the first three, though.
I think me too.
Maybe I'll get around to it one day.
Who's to say?
To say. Who's to say?
Who's... Do you guys have any song requests?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Could you play, it's an unfinished song, and we can talk over it, because I want to tell the story about this album. Play, Zion Wolf theme.
Sorry, did you say...
I might leave next time you do that. Jai Paul, either Straight Out of Mumbai, or Zion Wolf theme.
Leak 0413?
Yeah, that album.
Skcha.
So, this guy, Jai Paul, he's a British artist of Indian descent, electronic R&B kind of deal. He released a couple singles in 2007, they really took off. Because, like this, they were, like, really ahead of their time. Imagine this in 2007. No one was really making music like that, especially in R&B. Then in 2013, he's preparing for a full album release when an unfinished version of his album, stolen from a thumb drive or something, is leaked on Bandcamp for $5 a download. They never catch the guy. So someone makes bank of his off his unfinished product. People speculate that his that he did it on purpose to build hype. His label wants him to ride all this. And meanwhile, he's suffered a tremendous financial loss from potential earnings of that album.
Yeah.
So because of that, he had kind of a mental health spiral and left music and hadn't touched the scene, industry, or form for about 6 years. About a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, he releases the album. He gives the album in the unfinished state it came out on Bandcamp, an official release on Spotify, and released two new singles. This is one of the unfinished songs from the album.
This is the shortest bio that I've ever seen on Spotify. Jai Paul is an English singer, songwriter, and record producer from Rainers Lane, United Kingdom. He is signed to Extra Large Recordings.
Did he write it?
It doesn't say. That's all.
I read one the other day that just said, "I love you."
Yeah.
Because artists can write their own.
I was like, That's so kind.
Not helpful, but thank you.
But thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. There's this 8-piece band from New Orleans, and their cover photo is all of their faces photoshopped onto llamas. And I'm trying to remember who it is for the life of me right now.
Don't know this one.
What's that Tufts band? What's his
Smoking
name?
Smoking Babies. Basis?
No. Fourth Wanderers. I feel like they have a cool bio.
Oh yeah, the band where what's his name was the bassist. I know that one.
Yeah, I know the bassist. I remember the band all along.
So whenever a movie is about a band, the main character is the bassist.
No.
What?
Every time.
Queen.
Not biopics. Fictional movies is what I'm talking about. Green
School
Room.
School of Rock. I'm so sorry. That's the only one I know.
Fine. I have two examples.
Oh, okay.
Let's listen to them.
Green Room and Scott Pilgrim.
What's the one where they're in a van?
Are there more things about the movie? So is that the only fact?
What's it called? Oh, Wayne's World. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, Wayne's World. I haven't seen it. I know it, though.
This is Wayne's World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. It is 9:58. Thank you to DJ I Just Sat Down and DJ Flat
Sprite.
Flat Sprite.
I thought it was you.
How's it going? Good to see you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. Give me a hug.
Right now we're listening to Fourth Wanderers with
So
Slop.
Far so good. I'm liking work.
And other
All
than that,
stuff.
You can find the playlist online. This is Mellow Max signing out.
And then 3 days
see you guys next Thursday.
Nice.